Now for the morning cruise. Tips from Buddha.
Nah, not those kind of tips. These kind of tips.
It spills back to Hocking. Tracks to the ground that time by Hocking. Hocking towards half forward.
Gary Hocking front. Left foot snap, a beauty.
Footy tips with the morning cruise footy expert and Cats legend, Buddha Hocking.
Buddha, welcome back again, and let's kick off round one for the 2022 AFL footy season with the grand final replay. Doggies and D's at the G tonight.
Yeah, well, it's Melbourne 74 points last year, but I don't think that will be the score this time. I think both teams will be different from last year. As we know, a few injuries, people have moved on, retirements. They've both had one quality practice match. That hasn't been enough, though, but I think Melbourne have really, been probably the premier team, obviously, from last year. Teams will be after them. Dogs need to obviously atone for last year. It's too late, but they'll be okay. Tipping Melbourne.
Beauty. All right, Thursday night, Carlton v Richmond at the MCG.
Huge game. I like both these teams. It has been dominated by Richmond in the past probably 8 to 10 years. They've just been dominant in this game. Both have had really good pre-seasons. Voss is the boss of Carlton, so that's going to be good for them. They look okay through the pre-season. I'm tipping Richmond to be too good. Millie?
Alrighty.
Saints and the Doggies Friday night at Marvel.
I think it's Saints and Collingwood, isn't
it? That's what I meant. Sorry.
Doesn't matter. Well, he started already, Bud. So
Saints
keep an
and
eye
Pies.
That's okay. He did win last year. We're still trying to work out why and how. But, yeah, look, really good game, obviously, on a Friday night. Adams and Howe probably back my check as well. Missing Maynard. Degoe, as we talked about earlier, back in. New coach under new regime at the Pies, Craig McRae, his first time. And Brett Ratton is under a little bit of pressure. This is a really difficult one, Millie. Your Pies?
Yeah, I think they look buoyed by a new coach. It looks like they're all fairly happy. A couple of them will really need to perform this year, though. Mason Cox is one. Maynard wants to put his hand up for the captaincy once Pendlebury's finished, but if he keeps pulling stunts like that, he won't get it. But yeah, they look good, the Pies, for this season.
Yeah, the other one to watch is Nick Dacos. He's going to be a star like his dad.
Yes.
I'll tip the Pies.
Beauty. All right, the Cats and the Bombers up at the MCG, the first one the Catters are away. Who do you like there?
Yeah, a little bit worried about the Cats' form. They haven't had a lot of their really good players back in. Segler, the ruck that they got from Hawthorn, still injured. Duncan is in doubt. Henry's fit, which is a big plus. Still got Rowan, Myers, O'Connor, Menegola, all probably in your first 18 startup, but not going to be playing. So injury concerns for Chris Scott. They haven't looked fantastic. The Suns got them about a week ago, but I'll tip them. They've won the last three against Essendon.
So you're going the Cats?
Go the Catters.
Beauty.
Now, Giants and Sydney.
This one's a massive one. Like, Buddy's sitting on 995 goals, so
wow.
He needs five for that 1,000. Now, if you think about when I played, that would have been a lot easier. There was probably about four or five guys that have kicked it over 1,000 goals, Millie, but recently in the modern era, with team defence that have been so stingy, this is going to be a massive feat. Hopefully it's this weekend. The Swans can get it out of the road, but I'll tip Sydney.
Brisbane and Port, who do you like there?
I like Brisbane. Their last probably four or five games against Port, they've really dominated them. Good record at the Gabba. Bring your snorkel. I'll tip Brisbane.
Alrighty.
Sunday, Hawthorn North at the G.
Yeah, this was an interesting one. Like, no Clarko, so there's an era without Clarko anymore. This might be one where you can get a bit of housework done. Don't worry about switching the TV
right,
on.
Right, okay.
Tipping the Hawks.
Alrighty, let's keep moving along. The Crows and Frio.
Again, this is one where you might just go and get a Magnum and just that will have a little bit of a snooze fest. I'll tip Frio.
Right. And the last one, West Coast and Gold Coast.
The Suns have been really good. And West Coast, who are sitting, I think, ninth, might even drop a little bit lower than that through the year. So watch that one. West Coast won the grand final in 2018, but have sort of fallen from grace a little bit. Injury concerns everywhere. Got a little bit of COVID as well happening, so they're going to have massive stars out of the team. I'm going to go the Suns in a bit of an upset. They've been really good, and their form against the Cats was awesome.
There you have it, round one. So exciting.
Buddha, thanks very much for coming in, getting on board for 2022. We'll have Buddha's tips up online. We'll catch you next week for round two.
Thank you.